Module 9, Keeping It Interactive. Participant-centered training is led by a trainer, but sometimes you may almost wonder why you are there because things are going so well. This is a sign of excellent program design, and that participants are taking responsibility for their learning. Give yourself credit for setting up an excellent workshop, since the learning that is going on actually wouldn't be taking place without you. This module will give you some ways to create one of those energetic, interactive workshops. Encouraging discussion. In order to engage participants through discussion, it is helpful for you to keep the terms instructor-led, participant-directed in mind. Putting some parameters to the discussion helps participants stay on track and meet the objectives. If you just have them discuss a topic, it can be easy for one or two people to take over the conversation, or for someone to take off on a tangent. Some good ways to help participants stay on track include: provide participants with the objectives of the discussion. Example, identify 3 to 5 ways that discussion is helpful in training, or a set of statements or questions that will guide them. Organize in groups in different ways so that trainees interact with a variety of people whom they can get to know through discussion. When asking questions to a large group, the trainer should ask a question to the entire group and then select the person who will answer it. Sometimes we select the person first and then ask the question, but there is a good chance the rest of the group will tune out once they know they do not have to provide an answer. Provide people with processing and thinking time. Some people want to answer right away, and others prefer to think about an answer before expressing it. One way to do this is to give participants time to write notes or answer questions on paper before they start to discuss the topic. This gives people who like time to reflect more of an opportunity to enter a discussion. Respect everyone's answers and thank them for them. This will encourage people to enter the discussion. Using group work. In order to make group activities work for you as a trainer, here are some tips. Provide the group with clear directions, points to discuss, or case studies to keep their work focused. Make sure that you have all the needed materials for group work to start on time and be most effective. Circulate around the room, keeping groups on track and offering assistance or refocusing when needed. Complete the following chart to help you understand the pros and cons of group activities. The power of sticky notes. Sticky notes don't just add color to your presentation, they can also add value as a visual aid. A few ideas for using sticky notes in a presentation. Write just one idea per note. Write only one or two words per note. If you are using sticky notes at the front of a room, make sure that you use saturated color markers and write in the same size letters you use on your flip chart or whiteboard. Place smaller sticky notes on participant tables so that they can use them to highlight memorable information throughout your workshop or use them as a bookmark. Case study. Kim stopped Lori in the hallway and asked why she needed all the supplies. Lori explained that trainees deserve to be heard and the supplies would give them a voice. Kim stood dumbstruck. She'd never heard such a thing. Lori took her by the hand and led her to the conference room, lined with sticky notes of every color in the rainbow, and pens and pencils galore. Kim had never seen so many bright, vibrant colors in one place. Lori delighted in the sight and greeted her guests by name. Kim watched in awe. Lori let each participant speak their mind and jot down their ideas. Kim dubbed Lori the Queen of Training with an open mind and ready ears.